We are going to read in the study of the Ten Sefirot, Part 1, Table of Questions, question number 69. You can send questions to Canberra TV. Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. We have a preparation excerpt from the lesson, for the lesson, from Rabash article, What Are Torah and Work in the Way of the Creator? Those who engage in Torah, not necessarily in order to know the rules and customs, how to observe the mitzvot, commandments, but have another exalted role, that they are learning Torah in order to correct the heart. These are called wise-hearted, since everything is named after its action. For this reason, the Torah they learn with this intention is called wise-hearted and not wise-minded, since they need the Torah in order to correct the heart. Again, those who engage in Torah, not necessarily in order to know the rules and customs, how to observe the mitzvot, commandments, but have another exalted role, that they are learning Torah in order to correct the heart. These are called wise-hearted, since everything is named after its action. For this reason, the Torah they learn with this intention is called wise-hearted and not wise-minded, since they need the Torah in order to correct the heart.
This is actually the whole purpose of the wisdom of Kabbalah, to correct the heart, to correct our desires. And the mind altogether is some instrument that helps us correct the heart. Because the Creator created the desire, and the mind just is a servant of the desire. That's clear, yes? It's wonderful. We don't have questions, so we can head right into the study of this. Please.
So again, it's part one, the table of questions, question number 69. What are the four b'chinot in the will to receive? What are the four b'chinot in the will to receive? First, the light from the Ma'atzil emanator expands as light of Chokhmah, being the general sustenance that belongs to that emanated being. Inside it, there is Bchina Aleph, the first degree in the will to receive, called the first Hitpashtut, expansion, or Bchina Aleph. After that, the will to bestow increases in that light, which in turn draws light of chasadim from the ma'atzil, from the emanator. This is called hidgabrut aleph, the first intensification, or b'china bet. Afterwards, that light of chasadim performs a great expansion, namely illumination with illumination of chokhmah. This is called Hitpashtut Bet, the second expansion, or Bchina Gimel, the third phase. After that, the will to receive that is included in the light from Hitpashtut Aleph, the first expansion, intensifies and completes the measure of the will to receive. This is called Hitgabrut Bet, the second intensification, or Bchina Dalet, fourth phase.
This is a very big thing that we're learning now, and it includes within it the whole of creation, every part of creation. They're all made up of the four discernments, the four prinot. There can be no less than these four. These four prinot later become the ten sefirot. But actually, it's the same structure that does not change, that's unchangeable. And it cannot be more or less than that. Why do we have these four pchinot? Because the will to receive that the Creator created is opposite His desire to bestow. And it's not just opposite the will to bestow, but if it was opposite the will to bestow only, then it would receive within it the benefit from the Creator, would delight by it, and it would end there. But he's opposite from the desire to bestow of the Creator, as he feels himself as opposite. Meaning it's not enough that I enjoy from the fact that I receive from the Creator, but with that I feel that I am opposite the Creator. So to the extent in which I am opposite, I enjoy more from that which I receive. And therefore the desire of the Creator to give me pleasure evokes in me the desire to receive pleasure. And as much as my will to receive is greater, I feel more taste, more pleasure in the feeling that I receive from the Creator. But with that, I begin to feel that I'm opposite the Creator in my qualities. And that's already opposite. Meaning there's a matter of feeling the fulfillment which comes from the Creator. And with that, to feel that according to my nature, I am opposite to the Creator. And because we have these two tendencies that are opposite to the, in the Creator and the creature, hence we have four phases of development, as two of those stages are the giving and receiving from the side of the Creator, and two stages, which are the response upon the reception from the Creator, from the side of the creature. And this is what we find in the four prinot and their root, which is called keter, which is called bestowal or shorish, which comes from the side of the Creator. So to start with, we have the development from the side of the Creator towards the desire that He created in the creature, which is called Keter. And there, only bestowal from the side of the Creator is felt. Then, we have the recognition of the nature from the side of the creature, which is opposite to the Creator and wants to be like the Creator, which is Bina, which is revealed in such a manner. Then we have a special expansion from the Creator to the creature called Pina Gimel Zeranpin, in which this comes in a combination between the light of Chochmah and the light of Chosadim, and then already the desire to receive, the disclosure of the will to receive in the creature which come as an awareness that he is opposite to the Creator. There are many such discernments. This is how the whole of creation is in these four discernments. And certainly thousands of books wouldn't be enough to explain this, because what we have in these four prinot is then revealed in all the worlds, in all the partsufim, in the shatterings. Every single thing, it is all rooted and is in these four prinot. And then it's just revealed and emerges outwards this way. Hence, we can stay on this for a little bit, but the questions here could be to the end of correction.
Bulgaria.
Здравствуйте, Раф.
Hello, Raf.
Этим завершается желание получить и полноте. Когда мы понимаем,
he writes here that by this the will to receive is completed and reaches its purpose.
Я не слышу, я не слышу.
We can't hear you, Yugen.
Где твой микрофон?
You have to check your microphone, it's not okay.
Опустил микрофон. Когда мы понимаем, когда надо
When do we understand that we have to turn the will to receive into a desire to bestow? Is it before Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction?
Does someone understand what he's saying? Maybe help me.
Hello?
No? Then...
Off, can you hear me?
Repeat.
Хорошо. Когда мы начинаем желание получить, желание отдавать. То есть, когда мы
Не слышу.
No, we can't hear you well. There's a problem with your microphone.
Микрофон здесь.
Где здесь?
Здесь, мне.
Держи около рта. Так вот держи.
Да? Я попробую снова. Когда... Слышно сейчас?
Говори, ну.
Speak.
Когда мы понимаем, что надо переменить этап получения, этап желания отдавать.
We're not getting translation.
No, I just can't hear.
He's asking, when do we come to the decision that we have to switch to the desire to bestow? Okay, New York 4.
Why don't the Kabbalists spend more time telling us about how great everything is going to be? Like with so many pleasures and so many delights.
They say that it's the world of Ein Sof, that all the desires are filled with all the pleasures. That's what you want to know? Imagine to yourself that all the desires are filled with all the pleasures, but desires need to be opened up completely to all the pleasures. And if you want to receive and your will to receive, you're always limited. Because the will to receive is always limited to the extent in which it's capable. But if you connect it to the desire to bestow, in which it enjoys already from bestowal as well, then it's not limited. And through that desire to receive, endless fillings, pleasures can enter, and he feels himself that he enjoys all the time. That's why if the will to receive is just the will to receive, it can only enjoy just to the small extent from this world, and also just somewhat. If you want to enjoy limitlessly, then it's only through you, moving through you, the fillings for everyone. But then you enjoy from passing it to them. You enjoy from them enjoying. Then you need to be connected to them with love, like a mother to her children, like a mother with her babies. If you will do such a correction upon yourself, then you will feel that you have an endless kli.
Is it possible on our degree for the Kabbalists to give us a few pages that just talk about all of the delights and Or it's impossible on this degree to write something like that. And only when we can understand the Kabbalists better, then we see that's all they're talking about. And until then, it's impossible.
I don't know. Take a little child and explain to him what pleasure you will have when you will compose a musical composition, a song, music, what pleasure you will have from coming to something, to some special sounds. Explain that to little children. Explain that to a deaf person. How is that possible? I don't understand your question, maybe, but you need to develop the desire to receive that will enjoy from all the light of Insof. And that's what we're doing. Therefore, our wisdom is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, of reception, how to expand our vessels of reception.
Ken Moshe.
The friend from Bulgaria was asking, when do we come to a point where we decide that we have to shift from the will to receive to the will to bestow, similar to what is happening, to what happens after the Tzimtzum in Bchinat Dalet?
It cannot be like in the Tzimtzum in Bchinat Dalet, because Bchinat Dalet felt the light of Insof. It felt the Creator. It felt it all. There were no restrictions prior to her. Hence, from there she felt the shame, the terrible, endless shame to the extent in which she is opposite to the Creator, and she decided that she must make an end here, a limit, a barrier, where if she doesn't receive directly from, she will not receive directly from the Creator, but she will make here a certain border, a border inspection. Before something comes to me from the Creator, I want to see if I can receive it and remain equally with the Creator. I for him and him for me, and like that. Therefore, this restriction occurred. We are not in such a state. We are already in another way, in a state of lower than that. The restriction was before us, and we need to agree with the restriction and then advance ourselves towards that Malchut of Ein Sof, which stands on the restriction there. And there we complete our correction. But to be like Malchut of Ein Sof, no. Malchut of Ein Sof felt all the shame she had from the receiving in order to receive, and therefore did the restriction. We cannot do that. We come from below upwards.
Moscow 1.
This explains...
He explains here about the four phases that have will to receive in them. But when we talk about the four phases of expansion of direct light, what's the difference between them?
I don't understand what you're asking.
Обычно говорится в разных объяснениях приводится.
Normally, in different explanations, they talk to us about the four phases of direct light. And here you have the same process, but it's called the four phases of the will to receive.
That is the same thing. It's the same thing. There's no difference between them, of course. Four prinot of direct light are four discernments. But how they emerged, those prinot, one from the other, is through the will to receive, which expands and becomes more complex and grows from one degree to another, from Prina Shorish all the way to Prina Dalit. That's it. So there are four Prinot, and there's the will to receive, which spreads through these four Prinot. It grows, develops.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Buen día. Es importante que escrutemos
nosotros. Is it important
en la decena para revelarlo?
To hide the distance from the Creator among us in the ten in order to advance?
No. No, no, no. We don't talk in such a way. That will just confuse us. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav, what can we learn from the four prinot, four phases? Why is the pleasure that spreads in the desire doesn't quench, put out the desire, but only increases it?
Each time the desire in these four prinot changes, it changes in the quality of the desire. What's the difference in a desire that the Creator created in Prinat Shoresh and later the desire in Prinat Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Tal? It's that this desire changes, grows, It processes itself and takes on its inner more development by moving from one discernment to another, where the upper light which influences it gives this desire more and more qualities. At first, it's just building the will to receive, and the desire enjoys the light that created it, and later it starts to enjoy from the desire to bestow, creating it, and then it wants to be included from the desire to receive and to bestow, and then he decides that he truly wants to enjoy all the light that comes to him, both from wanting to bestow and from wanting to receive, as he wants to receive in Pchina Dalit also what the Creator gives him, and also the Creator himself. Also the Creator himself, the attitude, the relations of the Creator, that it's not enough for him that, let's say, in the restaurant, the waiter comes and serves me with food. So he serves food and goes. I want him to relate nicely to me, to want it, for me in this food to feel his love, to feel his attitude towards me. And then when I start to feel, besides the pleasure, also the giver of the pleasure, that he wants to pass it to me that way, that I'm not capable of dealing with it, I must arrange my attitude in return to him. Otherwise, the whole pleasure that I feel, also in the food and also in his attitude, where I feel in the food, becomes in me as great suffering. That's great suffering, because I feel myself opposite, so much so that I am not capable. I choke from what I'm receiving from him. And then it turns out that I must arrange my relations with the host, with the Creator. Yes. Those are the exercises that I told you that I did with my daughter, my little daughter. So, when she was given fish to eat, she was little, she was maybe 6 or 7 years old. And then she says, I like fish. So I said to her, if you like it, then kiss it. You have before you a piece of fish. Give it a kiss. She looked at me. How could you kiss a fish? Well, you can kiss me. You can kiss your mother, yes. And the fish? I can't. Why? If you love it. Meaning there is here a special thing here, where the Creator, as much as he gives us his love, he rejects us from him because we're not capable of giving it back to him. Therefore, we do a restriction because there's no choice. The first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph. And then after that, we are already going to sort out our relations, and only to the extent in which I can give back the pleasure I receive from him, meaning not the filling, but his attitude to me. In such a way, I enter into connection with him and I'm willing to receive from him. And then what I receive from him is all the measure of love that I allow to myself to feel from him, because I can relate to him also in such a form of love. And that's why all my work is in making a comparison between me and him. And you understand the extent in which a creature is capable of giving back to the Creator a very thin line. In place of eternity, only a thin line is what a creature can give back to the Creator if he were to receive from him only to that extent of love like the Creator relates to him. That's how it is.
Beseder, Kafkas.
Okay, Kafkas.
Спасибо. В четырех стадиях происходит этот процесс распространения и усиления.
There is a process here in these four phases: expansion and intensification. Where does the intensification come from?
Out of the created being, feeling a more special relation by the Creator to Him. That's the development of the will to receive. When the desire starts being incorporated in the will to bestow of the Creator, that's why He's becoming more special. He's starting to understand and to feel that the upper not only simply fills him, as we fill a cup, say, but rather he fills him with love. And when love fills the lower one, it awakens, it forces the lower one to start responding. While having to take part with his own desire along with the upper one's desire, meaning to stop himself, to differentiate himself from the upper one and start arranging the relationship between them from below upwards. Moscow 4.
Вопрос от товарища. Что дает человеку?
Another question by a friend.
Сверху вниз для подъема снизу вверх.
What?
Выше знания.
How does it help a person if he knows the process happening?
We learn how the Creator arranges. We learn how the Creator arranges creation from above downwards out of His love to the created beings, and out of that we organize our relation from below upwards. That's as an example. This is what we learn from it. One more thing is we should try to equalize ourselves, to compare ourselves to the upper. Also, it's when we get strength from it and we can bestow back to the upper one. Meaning the whole wisdom of Kabbalah is talking about the expansion from above downwards, seemingly. Only from part 8 of tests, we somehow start to talk about the way the created being starts resembling himself to the Creator. But this is something we learn out of our experience, our spiritual work, and what we're talking about when we're talking between ourselves. PT6.
A question
from a friend who is translating right now. What is the difference between expansion and intensification?
Expansion is from above downwards, and itgabrut is from below upwards.
Yes, dear Rab, what you explained right now is that we take an example from the Creator. We take an example from Him, and out of that we feel that we have to give it back to Him, to bestow back to Him. Is this what you talked about in the first part of the lesson, that this is how we need to work?
Well, suppose that's the way it is. Suppose, let's say, out of us reaching faith above reason, bit by bit, by that we get the force of bestowal, and we can already know how to relate properly to the Creator. And by this force, faith above reason, we start coming closer to the revelation of the Creator, that He can be revealed in it. The Creator is revealed in the quality of Bina, as the light of Chokhmah.
Forgive me, I'm not sure if it's relevant, this question, but what he writes here in this excerpt, that thanks to that the Chassadim grows stronger and then the Chokhmah.
We certainly must dress Chokhmah in Chassadim, otherwise it won't be in order to bestow. Focus group.
In order to reach faith above reason, can we perform some action that will resemble the tzimtzum, the restriction?
Yes, of course. of course. We want to resemble the upper one. Resembling the upper one means to be in bestowal, being in giving, being in connection. We talked about it. Doing such actions without restricting my own desire, that's something I'm incapable of. How can you work without that? You can't work with reception and bestowal together. If you want to connect to others, you have to decrease your will to receive. Let's move on, Moshe.
So we are continuing to read question 70. What are the four otiyot letters of Havaya? What are the four letters of Havaya? The answer, the yod of Havaya is the first expansion of the light called Bchina Aleph, the first phase. The first hay of Havaya is the first intensification in the light called Bchina Bet, the second phase. The Vav is the second expansion of the light called Bchina Gimel, the third phase, and the last hay of Havaya is the second intensification in the light called Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase.
There are signs we have. They're called Yud Kei Vav Kei, Yud Hei Vav Hei, the name of the Creator. It's the upper force that wants to bestow to the created being. And within the created being, when he expands, he bestows, he's revealed. He is revealed in four stages. The Shosh is him, and Aleph Bet Gimel Dalet, 1, 2, 3, 4, are the steps by which he's revealed in the created being. After that, the created being starts to respond for what he feels from the Creator. So the expansion, the hitpashtut of the upper light from Shosh to Keter in the created being, in the will to receive, goes through four phases. These four phases are called the name of the Creator, meaning that's how he appears to us. We can call him by that form, by that, these letters, these names, Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei. This is certainly not his name. It's what we discover inside us of his bestowal. That's called the name. There's nothing else. What does Be'er Sheva want?
Boker Tov Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Well, 10. My question, in light of the last two items that we read, is there something that can build the created being except for something and its opposite, as we learn from these two items?
Lo yechol leyot.
That's impossible. You have a will to receive, you have a will to bestow, and the bestowal of the will to bestow and the will to receive has to be in four phases. Because the will to receive here is not simply dead, like a cup being filled, but rather it responds, it feels, it's a desire to receive. It's not that it receives, it's a desire to receive. That's why, as a desire, when it gets bestowal from above, it changes accordingly. And through these changes, he goes through four phases.
Can I continue, Rav, with your permission?
This means that if the Creator would want to create a will to receive and to fill it, he would do it in one Bechina, in Bechina Aleph. The desire of the Creator is Shoish, the desire to bestow by the Creator, and the will to receive that the Creator created, which we called the Creator being, is Bechina Aleph. The Creator can fill it, and that's it. But the fact that Bechina Aleph, that is later called Chochmah, feels that's what fills it, that something fills it, and it wants to feel this filling and to change somehow according to this feeling, This is called Bchina Bet already. Meaning from here, from Bchina Bet, we see what the Creator wants. He doesn't want the creator being to simply be in the still level. It wants it to be, to respond, to feel, to understand the way the Creator relates to it. And out of that, you get the hitpashtut, the expansion of this pleasure in the Creator Being. And every time the Creator Being is changing, responding to this pleasure from the Creator.
Can I continue with your permission, Rav?
Well,
is this the reason that everything that exists in the Creator we interpret it as good and bad together out of these two processes, out of these two feet that we walk on together?
Yes, good and evil together. That's how we scrutinize it. That's correct. Eta 4.
Eta 4. Buongiorno. Buongiorno, Rav.
Se morning, Rob.
Immaginarmi questo processo, io comprendo che
if I try to imagine this process, I understand that the Yod, everything starts from it, but I don't manage to understand why there are two Hays, letters Hay, that are connected together. Is there a reason for it?
Yes, these two Hay are the response from the Kli, and the Yud and the Vav are the bestowal of the light upon the Kli. There are two forms of expansion and two forms of overcoming. We can't address it right now. We'll learn it bit by bit. Maybe we'll continue, Moshe.
So we're in question 71.
No, let's move on to 73.
Where do the sages of Kabbalah begin to study? Where do the sages of the Kabbalah begin to study?
Because we, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, it's as if we have such states you cannot know about them. Are we being told about everything? What are we being told about and what are we not? Where does the researcher, the Kabbalist, reach? And are there places in creation he doesn't reach, he doesn't discover, he doesn't feel that they exist? Of course there are. But as much as we can deal with it, so go ahead.
So the answer, the Kabbalah speaks only of the expansion of the light from his self. Although, regarding his self, we have no word or uttering. Again, everything that the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks of is only about the expansion of the light from his self. Although, regarding his self, we don't have any word or uttering.
This is clear, right? All we talk about in the wisdom of Kabbalah is only the heat pashtut, the expansion of the light in his atzmut, from the Creator. Though in his atzmut, meaning the Creator himself, we don't have any word or uttering. We're not talking about it. Meaning, we're not talking about the source of the upper light. We cannot talk. All we can talk about is the light that expands between us. Not even the light that expands within us. But rather, we feel that it comes to us. And it spreads in us, but it's not what's before us. Let's say I see a light from a star. I see the star, and I see the light, and I feel it. I don't feel the star itself, but rather the way I discover it. I don't feel the light that comes from the star, but rather the way I've built a kli, and that's how I feel the light coming to me. Meaning, whatever we feel in the wisdom of Kabbalah, everything we feel is only out of our reception. Only out of us receive our vessels a certain result, certain phenomena, but not things the way they are. That's why the Creator, the source of light, I can say that the way I attain the source of light, I'll call it the Creator. But is it really the Creator? Of course not. This point, which is disconnected from me, which is the Creator Himself, I call Him Atzmuto. That means Himself, He Himself, His essence, which is completely severed from me. What is it? I cannot say. All I can do is know Him from His actions, and I attain it in my vessels. That's clear, right, Moshe? Right? Let's move on. 74.
Yes, so we are in question 74. What are the two primary rudiments that contain everything? What are the two primary rudiments or principles that include everything? The first rudiment is that the entire reality before us is already set and exists in Ein Sof, in its utter perfection. And this is called the light of Ein Sof. The second rudiment is the five Olamot worlds called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, which cascade down from Malchut of Ein Sof after the restriction. Anything that exists in the second rudiment extends from the first rudiment.
Meaning these two things that we have in the wisdom of Kabbalah is a source of the Hit Pashtut, the world of Ein Sof. The Hit Pashtut itself is from Ein Sof. That's called Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bri'ah, Yetzirah, Asiyah, until our world, which is all the Olamot, the worlds. The Olamot are a temporary thing. We rise in these degrees of concealment until we reach Ein Sof, the first primary, which is our final correction. PT 34.
Rab, we read now that in 23 that it only speaks about the expansion of the light from His Self, and you explained that this is from the Creator. But in 69, it says the same thing, that the light first comes from the Emanator. When does He say Emanator? When does He say Creator?
I can't say precisely. It all depends on the way a Kabbalist describes it or depicts it.
And with respect to Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, we also read that the light intensifies once again. What does it mean in the fourth phase?
Overcoming or increasing in Bchina Dalet, in the will to receive.
But if the most important in Bchina Dalet is the will to receive has been completed, and this is called the second intensification, what intensifies in the fourth phase?
It's always the will to receive. We're always talking out of the will to receive. That's all. Even if we're talking about the Creator, we're talking through our will to receive. There's some time. Moshe. Wait. Latin 4.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
Hello, Rav.
Hello.
What is the difference between the Oviyot of Keter and the Oviyot of Binah? And why are both of them called a will to bestow?
Aviyot Keter is Aviyot de Shoresh.
Aviyot Keter is Aviyot Shoresh. That's how we call the will to bestow by the Creator, seemingly the will to bestow by the Creator. That's how we define the Creator as the will to bestow. And that's Ketel, Shoresh, for all creation. And Bina is the will to bestow that awakens within the will to receive of the Creator Being, the will to bestow, just as the will to bestow by the Creator. That's called Bina. Bina is within the will to receive that exists in Bchina Aleph. the development of Bchina Aleph from the desire it has to a desire of Bchina Bet. And there are a lot of developments there. Within Bchina Bet itself, there are 4 degrees of development. He explains that to us in one of the introductions.
Chadera 1.
Chadera 1.
Intensification in Bechina Dalet, the fourth phase, I guess that's the restriction, right?
Intensification is not yet restriction, but it leads to it.
So what's the difference between the intensification in the second phase and the fourth phase?
This intensification in Bechina Bet is when he wants to resemble the Creator. And the intensification of Chinalid is when he is in his will, the complete will to receive, and then he doesn't want to be the receiver. In Chinabet there is no will to receive yet. That's why it does not overcome its desire. Bulgaria.
Дорогой Раф, с вашего позволения.
Если мы получаем особое Творца,
тогда мы находимся в состоянии
If we get a special attitude from the Creator, then we are in the state of Yosef, Joseph, this envy. If we are in the state of Joseph, black envy.
If you discover these states in the group, well, then you discover very great desires you have to correct. It's in the connection between us. We go through all these states. And if you discover a desire, as they say about Yosef, that he discovers how no one wants to agree to the connection with him, Yosef wants to to collect everyone, to connect everyone. They don't want to connect because there's a great ego among them already. So there's what to work with. You have what to work with, yes?
PT 13.
PT 13.
Friend is asking, is it important to scrutinize in the 10 the gap that exists between us and the Creator? Will that help our advancement?
We should attain these things from our inclination towards connection. How else will you measure your relation or your distance between you and the Creator? You measure it within the Kli. As much as you want to reach connection, then you'll discover how much you're outside of connection. Now it will become clear to you the gap between you and the Creator, and you can raise it as a prayer. As man, because in this man you have man is meinukvin. You have both the will to bestow, the will to connect, and you also have a desire to reject it, the will to receive. That's why it's called maim, water. Twice the letter mem. Salt Lake City.
Hola, Rab. ¿Qué significa que en Ein Sof existe una realidad
entera
en su perfección absoluta?
What does it mean that Ein Sof exists in absolute perfection? The light of Ein Sof is in absolute perfection.
Repeat, please.
Repeat, please.
¿Qué significa que en Ein Sof existe una
realidad? What does it mean that in Ein Sof reality is perfect? In absolute perfection.
Ein Sof is considered the beginning of the creation from the side of the upper concealed force. That includes everything that comes out of it. All the lights, all the vessels, all the forms of development. Everything that exists, the shatterings, the klipot, Everything is incorporated in one wonderful unity, and from there it cascades, comes to the created beings, in order to be revealed in this way where all the revelation that lies in Ein Sof in one state will be revealed in many, many states that are opposite to each other, to such an extent that eventually we'll be able to collect all these individual details to one point again, and to ascribe it to the Creator, and to be attached, to adhered in this point between us and to Him. Merkaz 1.
Feeling of pleasure and the feeling of the giver of the pleasure. The question is, what happens at stage before you give, feel who the giver of the pleasure is?
Before that, you feel the group in which he has to be revealed. To the extent that we connect ourselves together despite all differences, when there are desires between us that push each other away, and also our efforts to connect above these desires, the force that pulls and the force that pushes away, to the extent that we want to organize them correctly, we reveal the Creator between them. Then, between them, you can see the four phases we talked about, the four b'chinot. Then you discover the root of these four b'chinot as the revelation of the Creator within us. Ita 4.
Rav, tu hai appena detto che man significa
mei nukvin. You said just now that man means mei nukvin. Main, that's water. Can you explain this term, mei nukvin?
These are the forces of Binah and the forces of Malchut that are connected together. Mei nukvin, water is Binah, nukva is Malchut. When we want to work with the desires of Malchut in bestowal, in the qualities of Binah, that's called Mei nukvin.
New York 3.
New York 3.
Why is Dalet called Hitgabrut? Hitgabrut, that. What is it? What is he overcoming?
Pina Dalet overcomes when it wants to receive all the light of Ein Sof. And we have two hitgabrut, overcoming or intensifying, and two itpashtut, expansion. Chochmah and Zeran Bin are itpashtut, and Bina and Malchut are hitgabrut, meaning a new will to receive comes, and it starts accepting receiving the reality that was there before. Okay, we're going to move on to the next part, Moshe.
For that, let's sing together.
Caer y tu primavera es mi florecer, tu guerra es mi guerra también, y tu alegría es mi felicidad. Alayla shelcha, u alayla sheli, yareach mane gam lecha veli, haemet shebecha zo haemet shebi. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי Todos juntos en un barco van Estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal solo juntos llegamos Kulanu yachad, beota sira,
Estamos tú y yo en el bien y en el mal, rak beyachad, solo juntos llegamos.